Look, he's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
That's a president with an exclusive interview with Lester Holt that's going to air tonight on NBC. Originally, that was supposed to be about healthcare, and then this all happened.
Mm.
And then
I wonder if healthcare even came up in that interview. It was just too much to get to.
I don't know. There is too much to get to. But let's go back. We have Mike Monaco in the studio, mm-hmm. former assistant U.S. attorney, a criminal defense attorney, a guy who has been. In and around the federal courts and government and federal law his entire career. Ever since you graduated from Northwestern Law School. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Oh. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Now, in the year, was it 18 or whatever it was?
When I was in law school?
You graduated from law school.
now, a while ago.
I'm going to play this for you. Right. I'm going to play this particular piece of audio here, and I'm going to ask you, is it a crime? Well, now, we used to play this game.
This was horrible.
Yes.
That was a game show we used to play.
People
come up with crazy things. Can I do this? And I'd say no every time. I never said anything but no.
Right. Is it a crime? Yeah. That was the fastest growing game show radio history.
We got to play that again. That sounds fun.
Good luck.
Yeah. All right. So I just want you to go through this. Is this a crime?
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
he
that.
He told you weren't under investigation with regard to the Russia investigation?
I've heard that from others.
Was it in a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on. A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. So he's asking for the dinner because he wants to stay on. All right.
Comey wants to stay on. Right.
Mm-hmm. Asking for the dinner because he wants to keep his job. Now, it's a 10-year term. It's not like Trump gets to decide if he stays
no,
on.
No.
Trump has to go out of his way to fire him, right?
Oh, way out of his way.
Clearly. We've seen it now. So he was 3.5 years into a 10-year term, and there's a reason that FBI directors have 10-year terms so that they are not subject to the winds of politics.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, is Comey begging for his job? I don't know. But the president says he is. Probably not the smartest thing the president said to Lester Holt, but we continue.
And he wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll consider. We'll see what happens.
Hold on one second. We'll see what happens. And I said, well, we'll see what happens.
So you leave that open-ended.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. You may have your job. You may not.
Right. Because I would have to go down as Bill Clinton fired his FBI guy his first couple of months on the job.
He had been guilty of crimes.
Sessions, yes.
Yes.
Was accused of using FBI assets for his own personal use.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a separate issue. And there was bipartisan support for that. I guess you could argue that there's bipartisan support for this because Rosie O'Donnell was
Didn't you see the president's video that he tweeted out today, Ro? Explain all the different leaders in Washington, mostly Democrats, starting with Bernie Sanders, who wanted Comey fired, wanted him to step aside.
Right. Okay, this is all true. Mm-hmm. This is not the point of this.
No.
This is not the point. I know. These politicians are making my keister tired. That is not the issue.
Keister tired.
What is at issue here is this. So here's what we've established. According to Trump's own testimony here, he says, Comey asked for a meeting, begged for his job. Trump goes, I don't know. We'll see.
We had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was the other
two? First of all, when you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under. And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't.
Okay, hold on one second.
That is not true.
Right. Isn't it true?
It is not true that if you're under investigation, you get all kinds of documents.
And sometimes isn't,
that is not true.
Mike, isn't it true that when you're the target of the investigation, you're often the last one to learn?
Well,
because
possibly.
Don't they have to interview people around you and collect information?
Well, they don't have to tell you you're the target.
They don't.
Now,
so you wouldn't
theoretically,
know.
If you ask, they'll tell you. I mean, sometimes they'll tell you. Sometimes they won't. So it's completely untrue that if you're the subject or target of investigation, there are three categories. Target means they think you did something criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Subject means that you may have done something criminal, but they're investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a witness or you're a victim. Those are the four categories.
Okay.
And most people are subject. They could say I'm a subject just for talking to you about this thing. So anybody can be a subject of anything, but target is a more particular
right
subject matter, and that means that you are they think you did something wrong.
There was some argument yesterday that some of the people around the White House were trying to float that he would have gotten a target letter.
No,
and there is such a thing as a non-target letter.
That's true.
Very rarely is it ever used, but I know in one case that you were involved in, Mike,
it was
where a person is sent a letter saying you are not a target of an investigation, even though you're right in the middle of something.
Right. They can ask. You can ask for that, and they may or may not give it to you.
Right.
Right.
But a target letter. Generally, that shows up when the subpoena shows up,
right? There is absolutely no procedure that says that they have to give you any documents if you're the target of investigation.
He's confusing this, or at least he's trying to confuse us with the fact that if you're involved in a civil case, you're going to get papered up.
Possibly. Well, yeah. But like I said to you the other day, there isn't. When he put that in that letter that Comey told him three times he was not mm-hmm. under investigation. I don't believe that Comey would have said that.
Right.
That makes no sense.
So
wait, I'm hearing something else though. Are you saying it wouldn't be wrong for the president to ask if he's under investigation? That happens.
That's
sometimes?
Possible. That's possible. He could ask. He could ask if he's under investigation.
I don't think he can ask, but don't you have to ask the attorney general if you're a target?
Well, here's the...
Aren't they the people that actually give you the letter, or is it the FBI gives you the letter?
No, the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yeah.
Somebody from the Department of Justice, not the FBI.
So is it ethical to ask the FBI director if you're under investigation?
Is it ethical? Yeah, I don't think it's unethical if you're...
So I'm wrong here. It's totally illegal what he just did.
No. It is not illegal to ask if you're the subject of an investigation.
Right.
That's true.
If
but
a guy's begging for his job...
If you lie about it and say, I was told I'm not under investigation. You know, remember Nixon was, they prepared articles of impeachment for Nixon. And the very first one was obstruction of justice, claiming that he had made false or misleading statements to lawfully authorized individuals and claiming that he withheld information from the investigation,
mm-hmm.
which is, see, we're still a little too early yet. I mean, I know you're only on for 5 hours. So you have to hurry
on. What's the verdict now?
But. We'll see what's going to be how this is going to end up, but it's clear that I cannot believe that the FBI director told Trump he was not
right.
Under
if Trump is his boss and actually holds the only guy who can fire him,
right?
And then he asks him, "Am I under investigation?" Could that lead to obstruction?
I don't think so. That
after he fires him, if he finds out he was,
if he fires him. Then that may open the door to obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice.
He did fire him, by the way. That happened. Yeah.
Yeah. My point is that is the obstruction of justice. It is the widest. You know, and they talk about how wide the federal crimes are. That's mm-hmm. the widest of the federal crimes.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know? Am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. Right. You were the centerpiece of the Trump campaign.
Well,
so was he being truthful when he says you were under investigation?
I know that I'm not under investigation. Me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not under investigation.
Seems pretty sure about that.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe that the director of the FBI told the president of the United States that he's not under investigation when he just testified under oath that there is an investigation going on of the campaign and its consequences with the Russians and the hacking of the Democrats. That makes no sense to me. But maybe, you know, maybe it's possible. Okay. I suppose it's possible.
Thank you, Mike.
Although I do think that the reason that the thing that really got under Trump's craw is when he heard on television the director say that he almost he was mildly nauseous. Which was the incorrect use of the word.
Yes.
He was mildly nauseated, I suppose. Mildly nauseous when he realized that his conduct may have had a result, may have resulted in a, had an effect on the election.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's what really ticked him off.
We also learned the president dislikes showboating and grandstanding.
Oh, yeah.
by other
people. Yeah. Well, Michael, thank you very much. Right, and as I got to say, guilty as charged.